You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'd like to share with you an unbelievable Shem Yishmuel. Siyata Deshmaya, maybe we'll interject a few other interesting marmakomos, but it's really revolving around a most fascinating Shem Yishmuel, the son of the Sukachava Rebbe, the famous Avnei Nezer, his son, who followed suit, has an unbelievable chiddush in the Shem Yishmuel in Yonipur. Let's take a look at a pasuk in Megillas Esther, Perakei, and pasuk Gedalid. Zeresh Haman's wife and all his loved ones, they all tell Haman, I'll give you the piece of advice. You know what you should do? Yasu Eitz Gavoa Chamishim Amo. Prepare for Mordechai. You're going to hang Mordechai in a tree that's 50 yamas high. Hovaboker Emerald Melech, you will tell the king. The Isluas Mordechai Olav, and you will hang Mordechai in that tree of Oam Amelech, Alamishta Sameach, Vayitav Adover Lifnei Haman Vayaseitz. Asks the Shem Yishmuel, Hanyani Purim, at the end of Shnas, Tov Reish Ayin Zayin. It's the end of a lengthy piece, Shnas Tov Reish Ayin Zayin, early Abbasar writes the Shem Yishmuel. And we just read the pasuk of Aboker Emor LaMelech VeYishlu Asmon Chayola VeYishla Datek. Asks the Shem Yishmuel, Shalok Siv Tevaki Sho Tisho Mea Melech. What should be the appropriate terminology? Zerash and Oavav. What do they tell Haman? Boker Tevaki Shbisho Melech. Ask, beseech from him. After all, Mordechai is someone who did a major taiva for the king. The king owes him. Of course, he has to express gratitude. And Mordechai certainly hasn't done anything to wrong the king, and you're coming now to present this unheard of request to Ahasuerus to say, I want to go out and kill a Mordechai. So you're going to have to ask. It's going to be a Sheila. It's going to be a Bakosha. Those are the words that Ahasuerus himself is used to. What does he always turn to Esther with? And what do you have over here? Frank the Shem Yishmuel. Oba Boker, you will go in front of the king and Amrul HaMelech. You're going to tell the king. What's going on here? It's a Lashon Tzivui. You're going to tell the king? And let's look. Maybe Haman, oh, that's the advice that he heard from Zeresh and Oavav. Oh, but when it's actually going to play out, the Vada, Haman is not going to be Mishtamish with those Sabitoi. Certainly he's not going to come in front of Ahasuerus and present it as a Tzivui, as a command. So let's fast forward. We flip the Psukim. We're on to Perek Vav now. Now what happens? Vayomer Melech mi b'chatzer. V'haman b'alachatzer beis Hamelech achitzanol leimor lemelech lislos esmordechai. He comes in front of Ahasuerus to do what? Not to levakeish mehamelech. It's once again leimor lemelech. He's here to tell him, King, I'm telling him what you got to do. This is a tzivui. I'm issuing a command. You have to go ahead and be tola esmordechai al eitz asher heichin. You have to go in and kill Mordechai. What in the world's going on over here? Leimor lemelech lislos esmordechai al eitz masher shahaman ayaz b'mayle. We see what? That at this junction, it's clear that Haman had a bailus over Ahasuerus. He had a shlita, if you will, over the king who ruled over the 127 Medinas. Kamo Shamra Chazal, Shalosu Lobima Lamaila Bimimoso, Kamo Shamra Vayizak Zalki Gedola Mora Ma'omer, Gova Haman Achashverosh, State in the Gemara Megillatis Vavam and Aleph, the Yakut Shimoni, on Esther in Os 1053, Tuft Operation on Gimel, writes the Gemara, writes the Medrash, that Achashverosh actually understood that Haman was greater than he was. And his seat, in a certain sense, was even greater, higher than that of the king who ruled over the 127 Medinas. Writes the Shem Yishmuel Haman, and Zeresh and Oavav understood this as well. He can walk in front of Ahasuerus and not have to ask him anything. At this point in time, Haman had this unbelievable Siyata min Hashamayim. He had this unbelievable siyua from the Koach HaMazalos that Chazal are recognizing that he was b'machinas a melech down here in this world, mamish a melech in the Tachtoinim. He was able to control Ahasuerus, from whom he had to be machnia. He had to ask at the very beginning of the Megillah. By this point in time, we're holding now at the end of Perek Hay, in the beginning of Perek Vav. At this junction, no way. Now it's Ahasuerus who is listening to Haman. It's a pliatzuma. So what do we take out of this? Now we know that everything that took place as we move onward in the storyline and we make our way to the end of the Megillah, the Nahapachu, We know there was a massive turnabout. Everything turned around. This is all about Venahapuch. In fact, I had Rav Cheshin, Rav Shlomo Cheshin, a Breslov Bechosin in my office this morning, and we were discussing Purim and Kofalei Markigigas, and it hit him this morning in my office. He says, Kofalei Markigigas, Hashem had to force us to receive the Torah Shavuos time. But Purim time, we accepted it to Mitoch Avos and Eis, we accepted it willingly. Amarova, the Hemshech Hasugya, for Pekin Hadr Kiblu of Amech Hashverah Shenemar, Kimuva Kibla Yehudim. What's the opposite of Kofa? Hey Fe Chof, Hofach, Hazot of Cheshin. It went from a Kofa to what? Hofach. The whole thing was turned upside down. Rather than Hashem having to force us, we said, Hashem, we want it. You don't even have to force us. Now it was Mamash Hofach, that's an Apachu. And that's what took place Purim time. Everything was turned upside down. Al-Kadekach, let's just pause for a moment to interject a beautiful Sfas Emes. Writes the Sfas Emes in Shnas Tov Reish Mem Vav. In the Nusach of Shoshanas Yaakov that we recite collectively after hearing and laying together the Megillah, we say, Chuasam Hayisol HaNetzach V'Sikvosim B'chol Dor. What's B'chol Dor? In fact, why does the Megillah end? That it's Dover Sholem Lachol Zaro, V'zichron LeYosef Mizoram, the Medrash Shochar Tov and Mishlei and Parshatess, the Alkat Shemoni, La'asalomo kol amodim yubatelim chutz mipurim. Purim is around forever. The Ramah Megillah Esther is around forever. V'zichron LeYosef Mizoram, it's here forever. What's this idea that Dafka Purim, the Megillah goes out of its way, Chazan go out of their way, and they state clearly, Baruch HaMincha Katana, this one's going to be around forever. This Megillah is going to be around forever. Why is this one shayach to Zaro? Why is this one shayach to continuity, to Hemshechiyut, to the perpetuity of Klal Yisrael? Writes the Sfas Emes because it's all v'nahapachu. And that means Hashem turned upside down precisely the intentions of what Haman set out initially to do. And since Haman's intent wasn't stam to kill the Jews right here and now, it wasn't stam a decree on the Jews of Shushan, I want to get rid of this as the precursor for Hitler, Yimach Shemo v'Zichro. I want the final solution. I want to rid the world of every single last Jew. I don't want there to be any Hemshech. He wanted to wipe Yidden off the face of the planet. If that's what he wanted to do, he wanted to destroy me. What do you mean me? It's my ancestors. By destroying my ancestors and wiping us out entirely, Rahman al-Itzlan, his intention was he doesn't want you and I to be around today. It was La'abdi. He wanted to destroy me, to get me lost from the world. And that's why the Megillah ends, Dover Sholem L'Chozarov and Hapuchu. We're going to be around forever. Our Zera, our offspring, our continuity, the Hemshech HaDoros, will be what? V'zichrom L'Yosef Mizorim. We're never going to forget this story. We're never going to forget Megillah Esther. We're going to be around forever. Why? Because if Haman wanted to destroy us, and then the Fisha Haman HaRosha Rotz L'Abid Kol HaDoros, Nasolano Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeshua B'yamam Eilu L'Chol HaDoros, Kamasha Kosov, that it's Niskar M'chol Davador, it's Tikvosim B'chol Dor Vador. Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Mordechai in turn becomes the Tzadik Yisrael Olam, who is what? Rotzi L'Rorecha V'Dover Sholem L'Chol Zaro. He gives us a sense of Hemshech, a sense of continuity. B'machinas, as Kohelis describes, Perek Zayin Posig Yedalet, Zeh L'Umazeh Aso Lokim. Haman wants to destroy the world of every last Jew. Then once we underwent that B'chinas V'Nahapuchu, that means we now had the Echolos to be around forever. So now we return to the Shem Yishmuel. If it was Nichlal encompassed in Haman's original intent, then he got to such stardom, he rose to such power, Ad Kedekachi a bailus of shlita, he can express sovereignty even over the great, mighty, powerful King Achashverosh. Then once we underwent of an Habakkuk, that means we now were bestowed with that identical koach. Writes the Shem Yishmuel, a chiddush nifla. Umikan kolish maskil yasim elibu. Any person of intellect, you should take it to heart. Heyos beisoma nitzan laester v'nahapachu asher yishlo to ayudim heima b'soneiem v'b'chol purim esora reshima amizeh as b'kol b'koach kol ish yisro lemer l'melech malchei amalach ma'al kodesh baruch hu derech amira v'tzivoy kinyin ha-tzadikim gozer ma'al kodesh baruch hu v'oseh shabbos nutesim v'veis l'sugin mo'i kotem b'b'chinas tzadik gozer kodesh baruch hu m'kayim. If the melech is Achashverosh in the eyes of Haman, and if Haman, as we see the psukim clearly indicate, can go over to Achashverosh, he doesn't have to ask anything. He doesn't have to be shul, he doesn't have to be mavakish. He is lemer l'melech. He tells the king, this is what I want. Then once we had a v'nahapachu, we now earned, we were zeichet to that gevaldik kayach, we could turn to our melach, the melach malchim alochim, and we could say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I want, this Purim, this is what I want, this year, and you don't have to ask from the Almighty, you don't have to even be sholem revakes, all you have to do is say, what? Eishtu ro'o b'bechinas tzadik ozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekayeh, because if Haman was bigish labdi, and now I'm going to be around forever, then likewise, if Haman writes the Shem Yishmuel, had a shlita over the melech kaviyochov, we could say such things, writes the Shem Yishmuel, what a marid de kechidish, that we now have keilu, the opportunity, the achilos, to say to the melech, to ha-melech, with the he-ayidiyo, to the melech, malchei melech Hashem, this is what I want this Purim. This is what I want this year, b'bechinas, tzadik ozor, kodesh ruchu mekayim. And Hashem will listen. And the Melech says, the Bakoshes will come true, but Achamira qualifies it, Tzrich Liyos, Lo Me'asofa V'Lachutz. It can't be just words that escape the lips. It has to be B'chol Avos Nafsho. It has to be the Emes Tekachuka, She'ifa Mitis, that's Noveya, that emanates from the heart of hearts. Ubiyosa Cheshik Varotz and Nimrod Chayaz L'Ham and Lishas Smornachai. Imagine the enthusiasm, the excitement that Haman had. Yes, Zeresh and my awe of him. I can't wait to hang this guy in a tree already. I can't wait to do away with this Mordechai. He's the only one. The Yotzim and Akalos, Lo Yichrov, Lo Yishtachavet. This is his dream, his lifelong aspiration. I can't wait. He put all of his kokos into it. So if you want to rise to that level of an Ahapachu, that you too now, Aliba the Shem Yishmuel, want to possess an ability to approach a Melech Malchim, Lochem, as Avuna writes in Purim, just as Esther went, even without the Shomer Azov being extended her way. Just as she went the Fnai v'lefanim to the Cheder HaPnimi of the Melech, believe Rishus, without even asking permission, writes of Hunter several times in Pachad Yitzchak and Rishim Islev, Purim, you could go the Fnai v'lefanim. But Rav Hunter stops there. Yes, you could go with Fnai v'lefanim into the inner chamber without Hashem inviting you there. But once you're there, how do you act? In front of the Melech Machim Olchem, you have to present the Bakosha. You have to ask, Achashverosh Klapei Esther, Ma Sheila Seichi, Nosilach, Ma Bakosha Seichon, Viseyas, I need a Sheila, I need a Bakosha. Adds the Shem Yishmuel, a Marit Kechidish. You can go in front of the King, the Melech Malchim Elohim. You can say, Ebeshter, once I'm here standing in front of you in the Cheder Apnimi, Lefnai V'Lefnim, I want to tell you, Hashem, this is what I want. And Tzadik Gozer, Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayeh. If Haman was able to be Gozer and tell Achashverosh what he wanted, and now, V'Nahapach, we got that Koach in turn, then we can approach our Melech, Melech Malchim Elohim, writes this Shem Yishmuel, and we can tell him exactly what we want, this Purim. But it's Al Tanai, obviously with the built-in condition, that the only way Amiroso, Tasa, Peros, it's going to produce fruits, it's got to be with the same enthusiasm, the same verve and vigor that Haman had, the Tshuka, Amitis, the Pnimius, take a Shifa to say, I want to kill this Mordechai. If you could duplicate that Shuka and the Tzana Tov and say, Hashem, I really want this. I really want this Shidduch this year. I really want children. I really want health. I want Parnos. I want Mazel. I want Bracha. If you really want it in your Pnimius, the same way Haman wanted to rid the world of a Mordechai, then you're going to get it to Mit Hashem. That is the Segula of Purim. That is the Shem Yishmuel Pele Dekechidosh. Adds Rav Biderman. And his beautiful Sefer Berachayim, he has a maimor, Kobar Yason Asa, Letzadeh Gozer B'Yomazeh, and he writes that the Gemara tells us in Megillah Dafeyim and Aleph, Rebbe Notan Etiyah Shol Simcha B'Purim. Rebbe, Rav Yudah Nasi, Rabbeinu HaKodesh would plant a planting of Simcha on the day of Purim. The Gemara explains exactly what he was doing, but asks for Biderman. Whoever gets a simcha by planting? You don't get a simcha by planting. You get a simcha by when? What are the moedim of simcha? When you have the kitzira, the harvesting, the asifa, zman simchaseinu. When you go there, you gather it all in, and you bring it home. That's when you're a simcha. When you plant, you don't know what's going to be. Maybe it's going to be, there's going to be a drought, chalila. Maybe storms, maybe makas bor. Hailstorms are going to come, they're going to destroy all your crops. You're not a simcha the moment of planting. Fakir, Shabbos, laman aleph, laman aleph, ahayi emunah sitecha, emunah zeseder. Wrong based on the Pesuk in Yeshaya Lam Negimel, right? The Baalei Taisus, you need Amunah when you plant. You don't see anything. You don't see right here and now the fruits of your labor. You got to be patient. You got to wait until you see it. So how is it Shaykh to understand that Rebbe planted in the tea of Shul Simcha? Rebbe planted and then a while later he would go ahead, at least by the harvest season, then and only then would he experience a taste, an inkling of Simcha. Allah writes or beat him a note because on Purim, Yeh Simcha Af Beis Netiyah. Why? Because all the Shari Rachmim are Psuchim are Vachla Fri Kalachar Viachar. And like the Shem Yishmuel Tzad, it goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. At the moment that you plant, you say, Eibishter, I am planting. It's Purim time. When you plant on Purim, you can rest assured, Eibishter, I'm putting the seed into the ground, and I want it to be a beautiful apple tree. And I really want it. And that's my Tshuka HaPnimis. That's my Shifa Mitoch the Mamoki Halev. If that's what you really want, then Eibishter is going to do it. So you can already be Besimcha Kvar by the Natiya stage. You don't have to wait for the Zman HaKotzir. You don't have to wait for the Zman HaOsef right here. And right now, B'shas the Natiya itself, you can already be Besimcha, because you can rest assured that if you planted in Purim and that's the tree that you wanted, you know that it's going to come true. That is the Koach of Tzadik Gozo HaKodesh Ruach HaMakai. And we've said stories in the past about Tzadik Gozo HaKodesh Ruach HaMakai, and we also had the famous Maisa of the son of the Chavetz Chaim traveling on a train with the son of a well-known Hasidic Rebbe of that day and age. And the son of the Hasidic Rebbe turns to the son of the Chavetz Chaim and says, by uns, in my house, in our home, you can't believe it. I'm telling you, son of the Chavetz Chaim, by us, every single day, there are miracles. Nisim, Galuyim, Nisim, Nistar, Osis, and Osim, I'm living in a house where I see my Haile Gatati is living a life of Tzadik, Osu, HaKodesh Ruach HaMakayim. Whatever the Tzadik decrees, whatever the Rebbe says, every bracha comes true. That's it, the Eibishter does. And the son of the Chavetz Chaim is listening there patiently, and he responds as a smile escapes his lips, and he says, you know what? That's a gavaldi gamadrega. Tzadik osho kodesh b'chum akayim. He says, but by uns, by us, in the house of the Heilige Chavetz Chaim, Masha kodesh b'ruch Hu goes there, the Chavetz Chaim is makayim. And that's a higher madrega. At the same time, whatever the Eibishter says, the Chavetz Chaim does. But we know from the children, we know from the Talmidim of the Chavetz Chaim, already from Talmidi HaGra, every bracha the Chofetz Chaim, the Vilna Gaon ever gave, always came true. It was Bebechinas Tzadik Gozo HaKodesh Ruach HaMakayim. We have that every single Purim. But Al Tanai, only when we can muster up, we can conjure that same Gevaldik HaShi'ifa to say we really want it. Do you really want something? Purim is the time to show that you really want it. But Purim, we can get there. I shared with many in the past another incredible Chiddush, this time by the Chassam Sofer. It's a Chassam Sofer, not in his Torah Moshe, but in the Chassam Sofer on the Torah, the beginning of Parshas Bo. Chassam Sofer is bothered by a kasha that's posed already by the Balei HaTaisas, Das Sekenim Balei HaTaisas, the Moshe of Sekenim. The Ramban already alludes to it, as do several other Rishonim. Achronim tackle the kasha. Some of Chassam Sofer has Mokom, Hinichu Ligdor Bo as well, and he says the following Chiddush Niflu. Ask the Chassam Sofer, where in the world is the Tzivoy at the outset of plague number 8? At the beginning of Parshas Bo, where is the Tzivoy? Where in the Psukim does it ever say that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, go to Paro, and tell Paro the next plague in line of the Eser Makis is plague number 8, is Makis Arbe. The Balei HaTaisas is shown in their own bother, and Hashem on the pages of the Chumash never spells out. He says, just go over to Paro. And Moshe goes to Paro and he says, you should know, Paro, if you refuse to let the Yidden go, you're going to have a plague of locusts, swarms of locusts all over the place, and they're going to infest the land of Egypt. Where did Hashem ever tell him? So we have Ramosa, maybe it said the Tzachadash B'Yachav and the Aleph stood for Arba, but you could have figured out the other place as well. Different explanations are offered. Listen to this Peladik, Chassam Sofer. Lulei de Mistafin, if I wouldn't be afraid to suggest such a novel approach, you know what? Read the psukim. The pshat amiluli. The literal understanding of the psukim is Hashem never told Moshe what plague number 8 is going to be. So how in the world did Moshe know? You tell them, Moshe, whatever you want. Whatever you decide the next plague is going to be, that's what it's going to be. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamalei Rotzen Avodah Veitzaso Yashlim, Hashem will fulfill Moshe's request. L'man Tesapra Ata Moshe L'bincha L'ben Mincha Ki Yishlamti Yatzascha Ritzoynecha Ki Tigzar Oymer V'yakam Loch Tzadik Gozo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makayim. You will tell Paro the next plague and I'll be maskim. I'll give you the green light. You have the latitude to determine on your own what plague number 8 is going to be, and I'm going to be maskim. Chiddush Niflu. Arkan the Sam Sefer, Sam Sefer, why'd you stop? It's a beautiful pshat, the Moir de Kechidish, but tell me, why here? If Hashem wants to teach us Tzadik Gozo HaKodesh Ruach HaMakayim, so why not by plague number 1? Why not by 2? Why not by 9? Why Dafka by 8? Sam Sefer doesn't explain. Perhaps the idea is as follows. Plague number 8, we know 8 is Lamaila Minatzefa. 8 represents the 8th revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Arba yields Gematria 208, which is Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke 26 times 8. It's the 8th Giloy of Shem Havaya, of God's revealing Himself in this world. Shem Havaya 26 times 8, 208 Gematria Arba. Plague number 8. 8 symbolizes the Maral, the Vilna Gaon, and the Baalei Machshava tell us repeatedly. 8 symbolizes Lamaila Minatzeva. We're going above and beyond this world. Writes Rabbeinu Ephraim. Writes the Kotzke Rebbe in Amon Emes. Rabbi Yitzchak Verki, bought by Turei, Hatayra, and a number of other Sfarim as well. Writes the Zera Yaakov. Writes numerous Achayinim. What's Bo Aparo? The famous Kasha. The Zohar asks it already. The appropriate terminology should have been Lecha Paro. You go. What's Bo? Bo is let's come together. Because now plague number 8. We're going to go together. And I'm going to show Paro not just how great God is, but I'm going to show him how great I am making you, Moshe Rabbeinu. 8 is Lamaila Minatzeva. By plague number 8, Lamaila Minatzeva. The same way Maral says a Jewish male comes into this world getting a bris mila on day number 8 to show that we're Lamaila Minatzeva, we're Lamaila Minatzman, we leave Mitzrayim, which is Tachas Teva, Tachas the Shlitas Hasman, all worshipping the sun. Robert A. Levine, Geography of Time, they gave us a solar calendar, they gave us the sundial, we leave, and what's the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people? HaChod Zolachem, Rosh Chadoshim, Aten, Roshon Chafayim, and Elva, Afilu Mezidim, Afilu Tum, Afilu Shogim, you control Zman, because you're Lamaila Minatzman. The one that starts that process going is Makis Arbet, that's above the world of Teva, those are the locusts, which are what? The bridge between the Olam HaTeva. They're here in this world, but they fly above the ground. The first ones that fly above, we're already getting to Makas Choshech. This is a Makkah that's 8 Lamaila Minatzeva. Hashem says, you Klai Yisrael, I could take you to a Madrega Lamaila Minatzeva. How are we going to do that? Everything is Tachas HaTeva. Olam Kim and Hagenoig. The world, the nature runs its course. Over here, we're starting to make a Shinoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to take you above nature. You're going to decide how to manipulate nature. It's not to me manipulating it from above. I'm going to take you likewise to that my love, the Maila Minatzeva, and I'm going to give you the Yechailas. I'm going to now empower you that you too can decide what plague is now going to be administered vis-a-vis the Egyptian people. You're going to rise above the Teva. That's Makkah number 8. Purim is Lamaila Minatzeva. Chanukah might be 8 days. And yes, the Maral and their mitzvah, it's 8 days. It was all about the miracles, but as we've said many times, the Bnei Yisrael and others, Chanukah Hashem got us there. We did not have a collective act of tshuva. It was a handful of chashmonoim. It's raftes, rivam, tantes, dinam, nakantes, nikmasam, mashenki, perm. We did it. We got together, leikonosis, called the Yehuda. We got together, ba'achtes, gemura, kishach, ha'balevachot, and we fasted, and we donned the sakfa efer, and we were tsuma lai, gimel yom, and we got deep into that process of tshuva with the fasting, with the sackcloth for 3 days. We did it. This is not Rivam, not Nikmasom and Dinam. Writes the Bnei Yisrael, this is Nikmasenu, Hadanes Dineinu. Now count this Nikmasenu. We say in the bracha after the Megillah Esther is read, it's Rivenu, it's Dineinu, it's Nikmasenu, this is ours. We got ourselves Lamaila Minatzeva. And thus, Lasalova, all the Moedim are going to be bottled, except for what? Except for Purim, because Purim is not Shaykh to the Olam HaTeva. Purim is rising above the Olam HaTeva. Megillas Esther, this is above Teva. This is above the Olam Hazeh. Even when all the Moedim will be Nezbatel, Purim will never be Batel. Megillas Esther likewise never be Batel. We see that Be'etzem Atzmiyuso, inherently, intrinsically, Purim is Mesha Shaychi, is connected with the world of Las Lavo. That's a world of Lamaila Minatzman. Purim is a time that we have the Echailas to rise Lamaila Minatzman and to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did by Makas Hashminas, by the 8th plague. When Hashem took Moshe Lamaila Minatzeva to decide on his very own what's the next plague going to be. Bebechinas Tzadik Gozo Kurshu Chumekaye. So too in Purim, we all have Echailas. And we could all get there. I want to go back to Rav Cheshen. As I mentioned, I sat this morning for a little while with Rav Shlomo Cheshen, one of the sons of Rabbi Nelman Zev Cheshen, a big tzaddik in Shari Chesed, known throughout the world a number of years ago. His son was telling me, my salach, about the mirror in Shanghai. And he says that he was friendly with a number of the gedolim who had the schus of learning in Shanghai, Rav Nachum Prasovich, and Rav Leib Malin, and numerous other gedolim Yisrael. And they told him stories of how the way the Mir Yeshiva made it to Shanghai, how they lived day after day in Shanghai, how they were able to steig, learn ksuvas in the morning, zvachim in the afternoon, say chaburas, be shakua, fully immersed in the learning, when they knew that their families, entire families and extended families had perished in the Holocaust. And he says, how did we make it in Shanghai? And they would all tell him stories of miracles after miracles, and so many of them were all done by Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, b'machinas tzadik ozer kon shulchan makai. Because he was mamish lamayla min hazman. Chazon Ish used to say, as printed in Shvivei Or, on the back of Lev Eliyahu, that three giants in the generation of the Chazon Ish got to incredibly high madregas in Amunah B'Hashem. Rav Dessler, Michtam Eliyahu, got there through his moch, through his koach haseichem. Rav Eliyahu Lopian, Lev Eliyahu, got there through his lev, got there through his heart. And Rav Chatzkel Levenstein, Vahaya Yodav Emuna, got there through his hands. He lived with the Ribono Shalom. It's a famous maiso that the Bachar and Panovich one time rebelled against the yeshiva. They made a macha. They weren't served good food for several consecutive nights. So what do? You make a macha. They weren't happy with the food. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein comes into the Beis Medrash one day and he sees no one's in the Beis Medrash. Says, where are all the Bacharim? And they said, the Bacharim are making a machal. That show the yeshiva were upset with the food. They all went to the Esos Nashim. Nobody learning by their shtender in the regular ulam. They all went upstairs to the Esos Nashim. Says, what? We went through a Shanghai. We knew our families perished. We didn't even know where we were going to get food the next day. And they're upset because they were served the terrible chicken four or five nights in a row. And they're going up to the Esos Nashim. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein ascended to the Esos Nashim. He gave a clap in the beam and he said, anyone who is not downstairs in the main base merish in 30 seconds, ein lo chelek liolam haba. 15 seconds didn't go by and everyone was jumping over the banisters. You bet within a half a minute, everybody was seated in his place in the base merish. Because you don't mess with Rav Chatzkel Levenstein. If Rav Chatzkel Levenstein says you're going to lose your chelek and olam haba, you're going to lose your chelek and olam haba. Pliyatzuma. Rav Cheshin then told me that he asked some of those same gedolim, how come so many of those Rav Chatzkel stories are really stayed back in Shanghai and in Europe, and we have very few once he came to Eretz Yisrael? And the Rosh Hashivas told him that they asked Rav Chatzkel, how come you're not doing so many miracles anymore? He says, there in Shanghai, we needed them. Now in Eretz Yisrael, we're living with our Kaddish Baruch Hu. We don't need them. We don't need all those same miracles. But he lived, Bebechinas, Tzadik, Ozel, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Makai. So you'll say, that's for Rav Chatzkel. That's for Moshe Rabbeinu Makas Arbe. That's for Mordechai HaTzadik, the antithesis of what Haman represented. But what about you and me? How could the Shem Yishmuel say that we all have that koach? And with this, we close with the Sfasemes. Sfasemes writes that all throughout the Megillah, notice how we never refer to the Jews as Yaakov. We never refer to the Jews as Yisrael. You want to wait, be patient. The end of the Megillah, Shoshem is Yaakov. And even then, it's not Yisrael. In the Megillah, how are we, the Jewish people, referred to continuously, repeatedly? As Yehudim. We're always Yehudim. Writes this Vasemes in his last shtick on Tov Reish Samech Gimel B'Megillah. Nikru Yisrael Rak B'Shem Yehudim. Why? Ki Zeh Hashem Li'olam B'Yisrael Afilu B'Doros HaShfalim. Even when we're Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even when we're the lowest of the low. You know what's lower than Yaakov, lower than Yisrael? Shem Yehudim L'Matam Yishem Es Yaakov V'Yisrael V'Yafa Pikein Zoch Li'osin Ha'oros. Look at what the story of Purim teaches us. Never are we called Yaakov in the pages of the Megillah. And certainly not to Yisrael. We were enemies. We went and benefited. We were mamish listening to whatever Achashverosh told us. We're going to be zeichet miracles. How are we going to get miracles? That's part of the Chiddush. The Chiddush is you can be simple Yehudim. Why are you Yehudim? Even if you're not living up to the lofty status of Yisrael. And even if you're not even zocha worthy recipients of the somewhat lofty Shem Yaakov. Even if you're just a regular, simple Pashat Yid. You're just a Yehudi because you happen to be part and parcel of the offspring of Yehuda. You happen to be called a Jew because you're part of the Yehudim. Even when you're the lowest of the low, even when you're on the Memtes, still I'm going to pick you up. Still I'm going to give you that Gevaldika Madrega. Writes the Sasemes, that's part of the Gevaldika kind of a Purim. You could be in a lowly Madrega, but in one day you could rise Lamaila Menesmai. And one day you could go from being a plain, simple, pusha to yid, and you could rise in one day to be lamaylam and asman, where like the Shem Yishmuel, you could be above teva, you could control teva, you could be bebechinas, tzadik ozel, kodesh ruach hu makayim. Then we turn finally to Achsam Sefer. Some Sefer says, you know the biggest miracle of the Purim story? Single biggest miracle is that at the moment that we were deriving pleasure and benefit from the Suda of Osa Rasha, at the very outset of the Megillah, when Mordechai and Esther write how much we participated in that terrible Suda that Ahasuerus hosted to celebrate that we did not return to Yerushalayim to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and we all joined the festive banquet that he had for so many days. And the end of the day, what gave rise to our ultimate Yeshua? The fact that at the same party, Vashti was killed, creating an opportunity for Esther to fill that void. The Yeshua came at the same moment that we were holding at our lowest point. At the nadir of all corruption and immorality, writes the Sam Sefer, the greatest miracle is, Hashem says, I never give up on you. I'm showing you the power of a Yid that even when you're sitting, even in the midst of the Avera, I'm going to plant the seeds of the eventual Geula betoch the same Suda. You're going to see Vashti's going to be killed, Esther's going to come and fill that void, and Esther together with Mordechai will bring about the Yeshua. It all starts with the Suda. Even when we're holding by the lowest of the low, Hashem never lets us out of His sight, and already is giving us the seeds of the Geula. Even when we're just plain simple Yehudim, we can rise L'mayla min Asman, not Stam L'mayla min Asman, we can even control the Zman. Tzadik Odesh Ruch Makayim lets this Purim muster up that requisite shuka to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I really want to this Purim. This is what matters to me. This is what's so close to my heart. Ask it with all you've got. Muster up that pnimius halev, the shifa and the shuka, meet this. And it'll be b'machinas tzadakos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaim. Hashem will answer all of our tefillos and all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael of Bias Kol Tzedek. Me'irav Yameinu Amen.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.